Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail.
If you ban him in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters with us, host of Armed American Radio. And you know what, Mark? There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Tom Homan.
Oh, this guy's going to walk into Washington like Godzilla with a gigantic, huge, long tail. Didn't mean to scare anybody.
It's true. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Buildings over, baby.
That's right. Good to have you on this week.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. And before I get everything out, Kim, how are you?
I'm great.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody so the clock doesn't cut me off. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
We would never cut you off, Mark Walters. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, buddy. You know, I'm going to have Eric Burleson on, the congressman from Missouri, tomorrow, who has, rattled a few cages by introducing a bill to, he said he wants to abolish the ATF. And you know, I can't wait to get him on tomorrow to talk about it. But in the meantime, I think we can talk about it.
Yeah, it is a bold move. There's no question about it. And that's the one disappointment I have with Matt Gaetz withdrawing his nomination. I mean, I understand as a pragmatist why he did what he did from a political standpoint. I understand how the game is played. There were four Republican rhinos, Collins, Murkowski, another one from, I believe, Utah. You know, the normal suspects, the usual suspects that would not commit to voting for him. But you know, he also felt the same way about the ATF. And yeah, you know, there's questions about the ATF going forward. But I think in reality, what's going to happen, and I think Burleson knows this as well, I'm looking forward to hearing you talk with him about it. As I've seen some statements from him, you know, he just wants to see movement with the bill, with a trifecta, right, with the House and the Senate.
Right.
Is it going to get enough legs? I don't know. I think he understands it might not, but he wants to get the ball rolling, which is a positive move for us. It would be fantastic if we could get rid of the ATF. They've been nothing but a stain. But in reality, let's talk about what's really going to happen. Dettelbach, the director of the ATF, is going to be out immediately. I'd be shocked if he survives 1 week during the Trump administration. Dettelbach will be out. The ATF is going to be rebranded and repositioned by pro-gun people who are going to take the ATF, or what's left of it anyway, back to its roots, which is fighting crime and getting off my back and out of my lawn. And hopefully we see that happen fairly quickly.
You sound like a grumpy old man.
Yeah, get off my lawn. You know, when it comes to this, it's these get off my lawn. As I get older, I don't care anymore. Get off my lawn. You know, metaphorically speaking, when it comes to gun rights. But that's what the ATF needs to do. You know, revocations of law-abiding gun dealers' licenses were up near 700% under this administration. It was a clear effort to eliminate the right of Americans to keep and bear arms by getting rid of dealers where they can lawfully buy that constitutionally protected product.
Yeah,
they know it.
They wanted to force smaller gun dealers out of business. They tried it by imposing ridiculous amounts of paperwork to try to drown them on it. And people need to they seem to exist to try to be a thorn in the side of Second Amendment rights from the pistol brace decision, all of that. Now, that got overturned by a court. But those are all cases where a federal agency overstepped its bounds. And even with a new director, though, that's just going to change potentially in 4 years if the Democrats win the White House back, if you don't do something else to the agency.
Well, that's where Congress comes into play. Yeah. Congress needs to change and rewrite the law so the ATF can no longer move in that direction and really eliminate the ability of executive action to be able to curtail our Second Amendment rights. Now, shifting gears real quick, let's go to Pam Bondi for a minute, pick for AG. A lot of hardliners. I'm hardline. I'm as hardline as you can get when it comes to the right to bear arms. I believe you should be able to buy any gun you want, including fully automatic, short barrel rifle, any out of a vending machine as a law-abiding citizen. I'm no threat to anyone. But there are people out there now who are looking at Pam Bondi, and this is interesting. The large pro-gun groups, such as the NRA, such as the Second Amendment Foundation and others, have been fairly silent on the Bondi pick right now. Let's keep in mind that Pam Bondi was the attorney general in Florida during the Parkland incident. And she was a strong supporter of red flag laws and supported the Parkland Commission's recommendations, which later became the gun control bill in Florida, that wiped out the constitutional rights, what was left of them, of Floridians 18 to 20 years old, by wiping out their ability to buy a long gun. They're curtailed by federal law from buying a handgun. So she wiped out that right. And she did it kind of gleefully, saying we had to find common ground. There was also an extension of the waiting period, and the red flag law was instituted in Florida. So has Pam Bondi been a friend to gun owners? This question remains to be seen. I have no fear of Pam Bondi. I would liken her as in an analogy to what we saw with Tulsi Gabbard. I didn't trust Tulsi Gabbard. I'm talking specifically on gun rights as a Democrat. Don't tell me you're a gun rights supporter. Don't tout your gun rights credentials to me and then vote lockstep with the party that wants to take away my gun rights.
Yep.
Well, she had an epiphany and a come to Jesus moment. And when that happened, she changed her mind. She made statements about the Second Amendment. She could no longer walk back by recognizing the Bill of Rights and the real purpose for the Second Amendment, which is to protect us from a tyrannical government. And once she stated that, she could never walk that back. It's impossible to take that out of context. So I have no fear of Tulsi Gabbard whatsoever. I believe she has now had an epiphany as a staunch supporter of our gun rights. Is Pam Bondi going to do the same thing? That remains to be seen at the hearing, and it's interesting to me that all these big gun groups right now, of which I am a member of or am very deeply involved with, to some extent, have not said it. I think they're waiting right now as pragmatists to wait and see what comes out in the hearings and her comments. And the reason I say this and why it's so important, would she support a federal ban on long guns for 18 to 20 years? Would she support a national red flag law now? Would she support a national waiting period from 3 to 5 days? These things that were in that Parkland bill, that's going to come out in the hearings. I don't believe she would. I believe she's going to pull a Tulsi Gabbard here, or already has, and realize there were mistakes made in that Parkland bill.
Yeah.
But this is all critical, and it will all come out during the hearings.
I think a lot of people, myself included, had this come-to-Jesus moment over the last number of years. And it sounds like a lot of the Republican women are the conservatives, because I found some Gallup poll that talked about how gun ownership among Republican women is now higher than Democratic men, the liberal men. It's the Republican women gun ownership has increased 50%, and it's at now at 33% of them have guns, compared to the Democratic, the liberal men. Now it's down to about 29% own guns.
Yeah, I guess you have to do the visual here, Kim. I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking about that on my show yesterday and on Sunday's broadcast with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, who wrote about this extensively. I guess the visual is kind of funny to look at, right? The MAGA hat wearing strong woman like Kristi Noem versus the white dudes for Harris wearing purple-headed liberal. I mean, you know, is it hard to picture which one's a gun owner? I mean, you can have a lot of fun with that. But that poll from Gallup survey is fascinating. It also found a radically decreasing support for gun bans of any kind, yet it continues to be Democrats in large numbers that continue to support gun bans.
Come on now. Tim Walz and Lucas Kuntz both proved they know how to handle a gun.
Yeah. Okay. As long as they can get the shells in backwards.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. I mean, it's a great day in America. I just hope they can institute some lasting change while they're there and take advantage of this power while they have it. Because if not, they're going to come back on us with a vengeance, as always. Right, Mark?
Well, they definitely will, because the Democrats aren't going to go away. And the worst part is we know there's going to be some type of there's going to be a shooting at some point. And the Democrats will always have the media on their side when it comes to quote-unquote gun violence,
right.
And they will use that regardless of the Republicans having a trifecta, which is why I do not fear Pam Bondi at all. I believe she's going to do a fine job, and I believe she's had that moment. She's not going to want Donald Trump or expect him to spend any political capital when he ran the most pro-gun campaign I've ever seen of any president. She knows where he stands, and I believe that she will work accordingly as a loyalist. But we've only got 2 years to make sure this happens right away, because we never know what's going to happen in the midterms.
Yeah, very true. Mark, remind people how they can listen to Armed American Radio.
ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can watch me or listen live. Take your pick every single day, 3 to 4 p.m. Central, and every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Central.
Yep, and all the episodes are posted up on the website, ArmedAmericanRadio.org. Thank you, my friend. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you can count on it. And you, same to you, Mark, same to you, listeners, and the same to you, Kim, and everybody, Carl, everybody. Thanks, guys.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Mark Walters there, reporting from the great red state of Georgia this morning, where he lives down there. Great, great American he is.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.